Hi, Justin.
No action gone.
Yes, my name is Alan here on the recorded line. I am calling in regards to the Maryland abuse lawsuit. I know this is a sensitive subject, but did you experience any form of abuse as a child in the state of Maryland?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And with these inappropriate abusive behavior that you experienced, did you already file a claim with an attorney as far as this lawsuit goes?
No, actually, I was very hesitant to do so because I actually work for the state of Maryland right now. So
That's okay.
I was just trying to kind of get guidance from an attorney if they thought that was a bad idea to try to go for.
That's not a problem. That's okay. We'd love to help you. And I know, again, this is a sensitive subject, but in seriousness, we are here to help. With that being said, I mean, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in Maryland abuse lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And then I know I asked you this question earlier, but did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
I did not.
Did you say no?
No, I didn't.
Okay. And has anyone ever sent you something for you to sign with your finger on your phone or electronically, or sent a packet in the mail to your house to fill out and send back regarding this lawsuit?
No, sir.
Okay. And you're looking to file this claim for yourself. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Now, yes or no, have you ever received money from anyone regarding this claim in the past?
No.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who is seeking justice for their abuse and needs assistance?
I don't know anyone, right now, but while I was there, I did kind of experience and see some of the other kids going through some things. But
I
no,
see.
not right now. I don't know anyone as of today,
Absolutely. Okay. And then now, in regards to the the abuse that you went through, I mean, have you ever been registered? Have you ever been a registered sex offender?
No, sir. No.
Okay. Now, did the abuse you experienced involve in someone affiliated with an institution, school, or church while you were under their care?
What far as the being detained at the juvenile center, or are you saying just in general?
In general, would the
No.
abuse that you experienced, did it involve someone affiliated with an institution, school, or church while you were under their care? Yes or no?
But not besides this, no.
So, I guess in particular, with the abuse that you experienced, did it involve someone that was affiliated with an institution, school, or church while you were under their care?
Well, yeah, this was
Okay.
okay. Yeah, this was yes.
And what's the name of the facility where the abuse occurred?
The Charles Hickey School.
Did you say Charles Hickey School?
Yes.
Was it the Charles H. Hickey Junior School that was in? Is that the same place?
Yes.
Okay. The address, I believe, is 9700 Old Harford Road, Baltimore, Maryland 21234. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then, do you let me double check the name of the phone number of the facility here. Okay. Looks like their phone number is 410-663-7601 based off of their directory here. Now, if you don't mind me asking, what was to the all the answer to these questions are to the best of your ability, to the best of your knowledge, and most of them are, estimated. Okay. Now, as far as the date of the abuse, to the best of your remembrance, what was the dates of the abuse? When did that take place?
It was in, I believe, 07.
2007.
I'm not sure exactly like which
Okay.
month exactly.
That's fine. So it's 2007, so about like 1/1/2007.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Again, I'm really sorry to hear that you had to go through that. Give me just one moment, okay? Now, as far as description goes, if you could kindly describe the abuse that occurred.
Okay, before I get into that, like I said, I do work for Maryland, and will the information I'm giving you be reported to them? And my, you get what I'm saying? When my name comes up, I don't want to be targeted.
I know exactly what you mean by that. Let me double check with my managers and supervisors, because you are a special case because you said that you do work for the state of Maryland. Give me one moment. Let me just double check because I know from what I understand is that you are protected, right? But let me just double check real quick. So you want to know if your name will be protected, correct?
It's all right.
Okay.
And if not, I don't, I don't think it's worth going forward because I'd rather not lose my job or
I
have.
totally get what you mean by that. let me just one moment, okay?
Oh.
What facility do you currently work at?
I work exactly at the location where this happened to me.
Okay. And how old were you when this happened?
16, 17. I know I was still a minor. So 16, 17.
Okay. Let me see what we can do, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Justin, give me one moment, okay? I'm just going to expedite, escalate this question. If you could please stay on the line, I'm just kidding. Is it okay if I put you just on a brief hold? It takes about like a minute or so or
Sure.
less.
Sure.
Because I do want to see what options you have available and, give you the honest and correct transparent. We want to be transparent as as possible.
And so do you work for the state of Maryland, or are you like
We do
for an
not work for the
attorney?
state of Maryland. We work with multiple different attorney law firms that specializes in these types of cases.
Okay.
So your main concern is the privacy of your name, right?
Yes, because I
Who's
wanted
important?
to try to do something different there. I went and got a job there, so I
Right.
do. So it is just kind of different from what you might hear, but
And
I don't want to be at risk of losing my job for a couple of,
Yeah, absolutely. And you said that you got a job there because you wanted to help. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Give me just one moment, okay? I'm just going to put you on a brief hold and then I'll come back with an answer, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome.